We were talking about how the haves and the have-nots may create a problem on the planet with hysteria and everything else, with the haves maybe already getting ready to do what they have to do to avoid some of these things. What does your gut tell you about that?
I think that there is a lot going on, and I'm thankful for it. This is the International Heliophysical Year, the Year of the Sun. Every 50 years, the global scientific community comes together at this level where tens of thousands of scientists cooperate to solve a problem. 50 years ago was International Geophysical Year, which was examining the Earth from outer space, and it led to the satellite era. 50 years earlier than that was South Pole. 50 years earlier than that was the North Pole. So it's a big year. Problem is, you're not hearing anything about it. We're already underway. This is as massive an undertaking as any profession ever engages any time. And I, you know, I've made myself a bit of a pest with these folks, and I'm on every mailing list, and I get these remarkably unreadable newsletters, but every now and then something slips through, and I'd like to share one with you.
Sure.
I just got a mailing a couple days ago from a group of scientists in India, where claiming to have found a strong and direct correlation between storms on the sun and seismic and volcanic activity on the Earth. The next day, and I immediately read that because it's scary, and
sure.
if the next peak in solar activity is 2012, brace yourself.
There we go. Yeah.
Next day I got a message simply saying remove on this article. I make this up, not.
Remove?
Remove. What does this mean? This article has become invalidated, and it was in big capital letters, remove. So I don't, and I don't know if that was supposed to claim it was false or just that it should not be part of the newsletter. I don't know. But I do know that there's lots of activity going on, and some of it, I think, is quite frantic and good. I want to see these folks get off their butts and not just, wait for the next annual convention to, present a paper that everybody falls asleep on and go have coffee. There's a lot of satellites aimed at the sun right now, more than ever before. And between now and 2013, there's just an incredible scrutiny being aimed at the sun and in all manners, and the sun's relationship to the Earth as well. So there's something going on, and I'm glad of it. But I do feel that we need to know. I mean, we pay for this research with our tax dollars and Western European tax dollars. And if there's something to prepare for, give us the scoop.
Well, if we had been hit with a couple of these X flares that fortunately shot off the side of the sun instead of directly at us, what a mess we'd have today, Lawrence. I mean, I think it would take down the power grid.
Oh, well, it took out Hydro-Quebec in Canada in 1989, mm-hmm. and we've had some really massive ones just miss us. But the week of September, ending in September 12th, 2005, was one of the stormiest weeks in the history of the sun, and particularly notable because it was supposed to be a very, very calm time. It was like a record-setting blizzard in July. And that week was right dead center between Katrina, Rita, and Wilma. You didn't hear about this.
Not at all.
There was a lot of coverage of those hurricanes. I mean, huge amounts. We would track them as they approached. There was a lot. You didn't hear anything about the fact that storms on the sun, unprecedented storms on the sun, were taking place right as those unprecedented storms on the Earth were taking place. And just to top it off, permit me, we have found that those hurricanes all launch off the coast of western coast of Africa. There's a spot where they tend alt, and they cross the Atlantic and they do whatever they're going to do. And that spot is the terminal point for something called the Sahel, which is an ecological strip that runs right across Africa. To the north of the Sahel is the desert. To the south is more humid and then getting down into the rainforest. On September 13th, the day after all these sunspots and solar storms occurred, and right in the middle of the hurricanes on Earth, a crack opened up in Africa that geologists now report, firmly believe, is the beginning of the splitting apart of that continent.
And maybe a new ocean.
Yeah.
Right?
So, you know what? You just put things together and say, there's important things that we need to know about the behavior of the sun, because it is having an impact on our Earth.
I mean, we are witnessing the creation of a new ocean. I mean, it's incredible.
Yes, it is. And as you are well aware, it's not just, you know, some fellow somewhere saying this is a new ocean's coming. This was reported to the American Geophysical Union's annual conference by a highly competent team of, I think there were eight nations of geologists reporting it. And it was, you know, the results were not challenged. They were accepted. So this is, you know, again, I mean, this is not, you know, just some outpost claiming something. They've taken it right to the source, right to the, you know, the most credible peer review place possible.